Blog Talk Radio.
This is the diary. This is Black People Business Wednesday on Monday, and Elijah and Elijah called me like 2 minutes before the show. So today we are continuing with Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and Elijah. Hopefully you can hear Elijah. Say something, Elijah.
I love stickers.
He loves stickers. And I love you, Elijah. Huh?
No, that's mine.
Okay, well, Ganny got to go now. So you want to say something? You want to tell me you love me like you did before?
I'm going to wear a shirt, Mommy.
I love you,
Ganny. I love you, Ganny.
You are the best. I love you, too. And next time, call in the show. Don't call Ganny's phone. Call the show before we start, and then they can hear your wonderful voice, Elijah. Okay?
Okay, bye.
Okay, I love you. Bye. Mwah. Give me a kiss. Oh, I love you so much. All right, Ganny loves you. I got to go, and I love Mommy, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye. Okay, I'll talk to Eli later, too. Eli. I kiss Eli.
Bye, Mom.
Bye, baby. I love you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, baby. I love you, too. Bye. All right. That was Jesse and Eli. And we're back to the music. And today is Black People Business Wednesday on Monday. And those are the two most first loves of my life, my daughter Jessica and my grandson Elijah. So he called me, so I had to take the call, and he kept calling and calling and calling, so I had to take the call. So today we're continuing with our tribute to our wonderful Black leaders, Martin Luther King, and his dream for a better economic future for Black people. We're talking about Malcolm X, because, you know, even me as a pretty much a young Black American, you know, not yet 50, but brought up in the era of, you know, alive and a baby when those guys were romping and moving around. And when it comes to the Black Panthers, who we'll also talk about today, and Malcolm X, you know, it was pretty much they were the bad guys, and they were bad, and they were, you know, and me as a defender of Black people in a whole lot of situations, and not only Black people, but people in general, you know, we tend to get marked as the bad people because we stand up for people. And the situation where I'm in right now, even for other Black people, you know, they look at you stupid because you stand up for your own people. But, you know, if you don't stand up for something, you're going to fall for everything. So today we're going to continue with Martin Luther King and his financial vision, his financial dream for Black America and the Black people's, and I'm trying to cut down my music, and the Black people's business that he had to finish, the unfinished business of Martin Luther King, which was the Poor People's Campaign. And basically, again, just to reiterate what we talked about yesterday, the campaign would help poor people by dramatizing. Basically, they would put poor people in front of, you know, whatever they had at the time. And, you know, today it would be crazy. But, you know, for the modern communications that they had at the time, the deal was to show the conditions and, you know, what Black people and poor people. And the thing about Martin Luther King, it wasn't just about Black people. It was about poor people. And in America, typically, poor equals Black, and not so much today. But, you know, there's just as many poor white people, poor everything. If you're poor, you shouldn't be in America. This is the richest country in the world, and people should, you know, the government should take a bigger stance in making sure all its people prosper, at least being able to support yourself and your family, and not having to depend on the government or public assistance to help you. Maybe to help you get a foot up, but not as a way of life, for most certainly. So education is key. It's always been key. It'll never stop being key, whether you're self-educated, whether you go to college, you know, education is key. So the campaign, the Poor People's Campaign, it would help poor people by dramatizing our needs or their needs, uniting all of the races, and that's what's most important in America. When we can unite every color behind a cause, then that's when we usually succeed. You know, all this divide and conquer stuff, you know, I've learned very well as a member of corporate America with a job. You know, that was the deal. You know, I was, I worked for 7 different insurance companies hoping it got better every time I quit and went somewhere else, but it never did because, you know, back then when I was in corporate America, they were building up the culture of shut your mouth and just go to work, don't stand up for anything, and we'll do whatever we want, and we pay you, and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, no. You know, if 99%, and that's just like, you know, the narrow path, how many of us are on it? You know, how many of us are on it? So Black People, Poor People's Campaign. Here we go. And my thing is, what makes us, when we're so much more wealthier as Black Americans, when we're so much more educated, when there's so much more of everything, why aren't there more people like Martin Luther King? Why aren't his children keeping the legacy going? I mean, that's real talk. What the hell? I mean, what's real? What's the real behind it? And then we get mad and, you know, we wonder why Black America doesn't accept a Black president. Well, you're just dumb if you think that the majority of Black America, especially the past 20 years, been running around with their ass hanging out, acting ignorant. And then the ones of us with some money, we go hide as if, you know, we don't have an obligation to keep the dream alive. And I'm so proud to be a dream keeper. I'm going to keep the dream alive till I'm dead. And then I hope that little boy that was on the phone talking about Ghani, I'll talk to you later, will keep it going for his grandma, because that's just what we have to do. You know, we were brought to this country to serve this country. We were never brought to this country to partake in the benefit of the country. So for a lot of people in this country, they'll go to their grave defending the fact that we will forever be the servants of this country, us in particular. We'll give everybody else a hand up, but something about those blackies, those darkies, they'll be servants. Or we'll just get them so messed up and kill all the leaders and pay all the other ones not to stand up. I don't know. I don't give a damn. All that's old as far as I'm concerned. It's a new time. It's a new day. There's a bright future. There's so many resources to be educated. There's so many things out there that you can do. There's so many ways to help people. And I just want to make people aware of what the one leader in recent history, our recent history as Black Americans, what he did for us, why he died for us, why somebody thought enough to scheme and plan and plot to kill him. Something about Black people in being successful on a level playing field with a leader that's real, let me say it again, with a Black leader that's real, one more time, with a Black leader that's real, something is very scary about that to a majority of Black people, because if you look at the Black leaders today, they're athletes. Who gives a damn about if you can bounce a ball? I need to know if you can explain to me the shit that Einstein was doing so I can go on and teach other kids to be just as smart and change the world. I don't give a damn about a basketball. I don't give a damn about a microphone. That doesn't mean shit to me. That's entertainment. Yeah, I can be entertained, but I want to grow. I want to help Black children understand that they can be people of substance that can change the world, that they can be the Bill Gates of the world. That man changed the world. We are brought to this earth to change the world. Figure it out. How do you figure it out? Martin Luther King had the Civil rights that he worked. He saw the black sanitation workers being treated like shit. No, nobody, he didn't get paid to do it. He did it out of the goodness and the kindness of his heart, and he was a real man of God. Real men of God, he was one man. How many of you fakes walking around calling yourself pastor, pastoress of the honorable and the first lady of the pastor of the anointed, and ain't doing shit for nobody but yourself? That's some bullshit. That's why you won't see me. And none of that. I got a church. You know, your church is what you do. Your church is in your fruit. Where are the black people that sat and watched the blood roll out this man's head and down his back? Where are y'all at? Okay, you are already half dead. So go on, teach somebody else to do what should have been done years ago. This is some sick-ass shit. You know, and that's why I always, every day I wake up, I thank God for my mama because she was a no-nonsense kind of woman. It was black or it was white or it was some bullshit. One of the two. All that old voting and showing and all that old bullshit, all that black in America bullshit that's on CNN, that's a bunch of bullshit. That's all. Here's black people. Here's one. We were the second people. Well, we were the first people in this country. But, I mean, come on now. It should be black people, white people, because you took shit. Okay, we'll give you honor for taking shit. Because whatever you take going to be taken from you eventually. That's how the world works. But then it should be black people. And somebody black in authority with money, with power, should be demanding that shit. We can't have the president do it because none of y'all little sorry-ass niggas before the president ever did it. So how you expect him to do it? Please, be a steward yourself. Quit worrying about being steward. Be a steward yourself. So, who's going to man up and get the black people's campaign and the poor black people and the poor people's campaign going in 2012? That's my question. You said back then, America was at a crossroads back then. Poverty affected a diversity of the races, regions, and backgrounds. Campaign organizers back in the day recruited from Mississippi to Illinois. And people of all walks of life came from across the nation. You know what? People, they were good people in America. But America with the internet and all of the just be to yourself type mentality and the yuppies and screw you, I got mine, screw you. The heart of America just like shriveled into a nasty little old ball where family members don't even help each other, let alone people across the street. But that's not me. That's not how I was raised. If my mother and father were born today, I'd be like, Mom, Dad, what should I do? And I know exactly because I know what they did. If they wouldn't have had that kind of mind, I wouldn't have. You know, and I tend to want to honor the people that have blessed me in life, whether that's Joyce Meyer, whether that's God himself, or whether that's my mother and father. You know, who am I to sit back and take all the benefits of their hard work and their labor and sit on my ass and act like all the kids today that are suffering? I ain't really suffering because it ain't my kid. You know, please, I'll tell a mother today with a young son just what to do if they go into public school. That's a joke. You run them. They work for you. They work for you, and you better let them know and show up every now and then. You won't have no problems. Shoot. You know, black people stand up. Poor people stand up. Anyway, let's see. Well, we know the black people, poor people's campaign stopped. We know that, okay? And the where I'm getting this information is from the American Friends Service Committee. And the American Friends Service Committee and other organizers from 10 cities and 5 rural areas strategized and gathered suppliers and other people. Martin Luther King was assassinated, unfortunately, April 4th in 1968, and the march was to be in 1968. The SCLC and other leaders decided to continue the campaign in King's honor. A month later, on May 12, 68, demonstrators began a 2-week protest in Washington, D.C. Among them was Stephen Carey and 24 Quakers. The same month, thousands of poor people of all races set up a shanty town known as Resurrection City. The city was closed down in mid-June, something like the protest people of today, right? But back then, yeah, how easy was it to close people down? The city was closed down in June. Many were arrested, including Stephen Carey. And the Economic Bill of Rights was never passed. So that was in 1968, and I was a young buck of maybe not even 4 yet, because I was born in December. So I was 3. I am 47 years old, will be 48. So you telling me, people of America, that nobody could stand up from that time till now and say, you know what, we need to keep this going. Not to mention, I mean, it's like my mama say, you know, it's either black or white or it's bullshit. Okay? So I go for the third choice. We're going to take a break. We're going to get on down. We're going to keep on moving. We got to keep on moving. That's a damn shame. 2012, we're talking about we got to keep on moving. I'm in the right place because half these people in Sacramento think they still slaves anyway. So I might have to walk up in there like the Panthers did. Speaking of the Panthers, let's talk about those Young Bucks next. We're going over the 10-point program of the Young Black Panthers and the Huey P. or maybe Malcolm X. We'll be back, though. Either way, tonight and tomorrow night, that's how we're going to rock it. But what I want you to know, for you to grow up in that and show your ass and have your ass hanging out and sitting in the front of the bus, but you don't want to sit in the front of the bus no more. You prefer to sit in the back. You let your kids sit in the back of the bus. You let your kids have their asses hanging out. You walk out here with no bra on looking nasty. 1968, every black person walked around looking like they had a job, whether they had one or not, because they knew there were people out there shedding blood for them. And not over dumb shit, not over colors, but over a principle in your life. Wake your asses up. Don't be scared to talk about racism in America because it's alive and well. And it's up for election this year, as a matter of fact. I love you. Let me get back to the get down, to the get up. And I'm going to play for you, Ghetto Bound, because once again, as long as I'm alive, anybody asking me for my help, it's never going to be Ghetto Bound. I'd make a good pastor if I was fake, but I'm not fake, so here we go. We'll be back. got a ride. This is Black People Business Wednesday on Monday, and this is your host, the founder and the director of the Association of African American Single Mothers, founded in Sacramento, California, although I'm from the lovely, lovely town of Los Angeles, California, and born the youngest of Willa and Willie Mae. No, wait, let me do that right. Willie and Willa Mae Johnson, and very proud of that. And they taught me to understand that I was very fortunate to be able to, one, wake up every day and praise God as I wanted to, and number two, fortunate enough to have parents that cared enough for me to teach me that education is key. And they taught me that just, you got to do twice as much, young daughter, to get half as far. And I believe that shit. And I study twice as hard. I do twice as much. And that's how I live. And I thank my parents to this day. And in the spirit of my parents, I don't let that die because they did. And in the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, I need me some dream keepers and I need me some Orion warriors. And you know what? I was sad because I went to bed, I guess, and I couldn't see Orion in the sky, but he's not there until about 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning when it's time for me to wake up. And when I wake up and I look out my window, I'm like, tomorrow morning, I'm going to try to go out there, and I'm going to try to get a picture. Whether I have to go out, maybe I can get it through my window or something, but it's just as clear as it is on that picture that I have it's just as clear, and it's just like, oh, my God, you just right there, huh? And that just, like, starts my day good. You got to understand that there is a God, and he is in you. And if you focus on the God that's in you, everything that you do is going to prosper because the God that's in you wants you to understand that he is in you. You don't have to look out here or there. You don't have to look everywhere. You look for the God in you, and you find him in the quiet moments of the day. And for me, that's 3 a.m, or that's all day if I can stand it. I'll keep it quiet because that God will help you with everything that you do, whether it's cooking. I mean, I made some wings tonight. All I had was salt and pepper and garlic powder and some liquid smoke. And my son, who's here again tonight, but he knows if you're going to be here, you're going to be quiet. But he works tonight, so, oh, God, he got to go to work. So he got to get 10,000 hours sleep, okay, before he goes to work. So he's here like a baby in my room. But the God can make the simplest things taste so good. I'm like, God, okay, look, this is so good. I'm like, why do I taste lemon? I didn't put lemon on there. You know what I'm saying? The God inside of you will make everything you do work if you believe in him and believe in him only. If you trust in him and trust in him only. And you only get there when you are at the worst part. You only get there because I've been so blessed as an individual, whether I was a young kid with my parents who was like, it was the Johnson business. It wasn't like the family type stuff. You know, it was the Johnson business. So you were part of the Johnson business. I was the youngest member of the business, and I did the business. But then I became a mom, and it was like, you know, this is love and business. You know what I mean? So I kind of did parenting a little different, but now I understand why my mama did it as the Johnson business, because kids will. So there's give and take, but I don't know why I went there, but the God inside of you, that's where I was at, will make everything wonderful. And what we can't forget and what we always remember is somebody did something to get you where you are, whether it's Dr. Martin Luther King, whether it's your mother, your father, you know, and even if you don't like them, I mean, even if you don't like them, they made you, you know, and that's just something that you have to deal with. But, I mean, that's just something you have to deal with. But the God inside you will make everything good for you. So you got to understand somebody did something, especially us black people. We black people in America, that's why we don't prosper. That's why we're on the bottom of every list when it's good and on the top of every list when it's fucking bad, because we don't appreciate, and I can see it, the simple fact that nobody black is demanding. If Dr. Martin Luther King was alive today, you think there'd be no black history taught in the schools? If Martin Luther King was alive today, do you think there'd be so many black people in prison? If Malcolm X was alive today, if John F. Kennedy were alive today, if Bobby Kennedy was alive today, do you think black people be in the way that they are? They needed somebody to replace their asses. In truth, and not in a bunch of jibbly jab looking like you just a bunch of bullshit. Hey, and whoever, there's a big market in black America for leadership. There's a huge market. There's a huge market, and you can feel it in your neighborhood, in your apartment complex. I'm doing it. I'm going to court for a swimming pool, and I can't even swim. And if I did try to swim, my hair was going to turn green. But you know what? I see tons of little babies that remind me of my little babies. And if they were here with me and I'm paying for this shit, you better believe I'd be doing the same thing. If you don't stand up for some, you're going to fall for every goddamn thing that's presented to you. And that's 2012. How many times did I hear when I was like, no, that's wrong, no, that's wrong, no, you wrong, nope, no nigga jokes to me, nope, stop that, no more, why all the nigga jokes come to me? When I'm at work, oh, Stacey, don't talk to me, I can't lose my job. Well, you lost that shit anyway. We all did. But what you can't lose and what you never lose is your God if you always keep him with you. I knew I was losing my job a year after I told my boss, you don't give me my money, God does. I knew I was gone. I was like, well, let me just get it set because I'm finna be off. I'm going to take a vacation. I've been taking care of three kids for so damn long. Fire me. Lay me off. I don't give a damn. That'll be a vacation. And these Negroes is grown and don't need me. Oh, please, please. So when it happened, I was like, zippity-doo-dah. Never look back. 2 years later, what? 2 years and 8 months later. Best thing that ever happened. Losing my house, being homeless, living in a hotel, and an extended stay, by the way. Not a piece of shit. The best thing that ever happened. Losing my kids and they love for a couple of years, the best thing that ever happened. Because it'll never happen again. God takes you through. I ain't got to Malcolm X. I ain't got to none of it because them niggas is dead. But I'm alive and you're alive. And that's what you have to believe in order to make it today. Listen to Joyce Meyer. Look at Joyce Meyer. I started listening to her 15 years ago. She looked like an old grandma. Look at her today. And ain't no... So she ain't got no facelift to bring your body back. Come on now. Because she's teaching the mind is the battlefield. Your mouth, what comes out your mouth, is going to come in your life. Even my son said, I think there is a God, Mike. Because I was like, my car was finna do this. And I said, oh, God, please get me through this money, baby, mama. And he got me there, Mom. I was like, you ain't dead. There's a God. I've been trying to tell you that now for a couple of years. But good. Now you realize it on your own, and that's the best thing you can do for your kids is let them realize God on their own. They ain't going to realize it while they sitting on your couch, eating your food, ain't doing shit for themselves. I can name a whole lot of people, but we not naming names because you know if it hits your spirit, then you know it's you. Malcolm X, Dr. Martin Luther King, the Panthers. Those are my favorites. So those are the ones I mention the most. Malcolm X, let's just start him because we ain't going to be able to finish him. And I got 2 minutes, but you know we'll be back tomorrow with Black People Business Tuesday, Monday on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, even on Friday. So I love black people. I love people. But because I'm black... And I see black people doing so bad, and we can do so much better if just people just try. And people that so-called want to be flashy in a way to where you're bringing your people up. You know, it ain't no flash good when you flashing in front of them and they poor. You know how? Okay, another $300 pair of shoes for some poor-ass kids to rob each other for. Come on, man. What the fuck? We deserve better than that. Malcolm X. Dr. Martin Luther King, the Panthers, anybody, even white people, Bobby, the Kennedys, all them, they worked so we could come up, not go down it. And in 2012, or voter rights and shit. My daddy was damn near dead by the time he could vote. You think I ain't going to vote every year? I'm going to vote for whoever. I don't give a damn. I'm a vote. This is Black People Business Wednesday on Monday. I love you. It's time to go. We'll be back tomorrow. Oh, life is good. God is good. You just remember, even when life ain't good, God is always good. Go look for your warrior in the sky. He's there. He loves you, and I do too. And we will see you tomorrow.